you look at a day like this, I mean, yeah, you've had hat tricks before, but to get it on three shots, with the importance of this game, I mean, how do you describe an afternoon like this?
Yeah, it's nice. Obviously nice to help contribute to an important win, obviously. Big points up with the division so tight. And like I said, I've been in and out of the lineup with injuries all year, so just trying to get into some rhythm, head into the playoffs, and tonight definitely helps that.
Did you feel a kind of a game like this coming on in the sense you were feeling more comfortable having to deal with the being on and off?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just getting opportunities, put myself in positions to get pucks, shooting the puck more. You know, I only had three shots tonight. You know, I want to, you know, I'm a volume shooter, so I think getting more shots, you know, gives you a better opportunity to put more pucks in the net. So I think just continuing to have that mindset of shooting the puck.
You said being in and out of the lineup is something you've been dealing with, but yet you've had these multi-point, multi-goal games all year. So how do you balance being in and out of the lineup, but yet being that productive?
Well, I mean, that's part of my job is to be productive for this group. I mean, obviously we have two of the best players in the world, but you know, they can't carry a team and win a championship. You know, you need everybody pulling their weight. And you know, recently we've gotten some really good depth scoring from the bottom half of our lineup. That's been huge in some of our wins lately. And you know, you need everybody going down the stretch here and in the postseason.
And along those same lines, I mean, how do you describe what it's like being in such a chaotic conference? Because yes, you've seen the West be chaotic before, but it seems like in this conference, one week you could be leading a division, the next you're in a wild card spot.
Yeah, it's. This is probably the tightest I've seen it with respect to the entire conference, both divisions, where you can literally be in first place in the Western Conference or you can be in a wild card spot within a matter of a week. So, you know, it's still tight. There's still very important games on the stretch left to be played. And I think it's a great opportunity for our group to enjoy that that type of challenge and get you ready for the postseason.
So you guys were out shot but not out the score. Can you speak to capitalizing on the chances that you guys did have?
Yeah, they had some good moments where they pushed and had some zone time. Obviously, Stewie made some big saves down the stretch there and early on in the game too to keep us with that lead. You know, I think it was a good job. Every time they scored, we were able to answer back, and I think that's a sign of a good hockey team.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.